I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nah, back, nah. Now who thinks that arms are long enough to slap box, slap.
Welcome back into the zone. Buzz Radio Network. And let's go straight to the Sticky Fingers Chicken Shack Rock and Roll Hotline.
Close enough.
Got it. Almost. Coach? Blake Anderson? Are you on with us, sir?
I am. How are we doing, guys?
Oh, doing fantastic. What a day it is. What a day it is. Thank you for taking the time to join us on kind of some short notice. And I know you're a very, very busy man with recently having your scrimmage. And reading up on it, I know that there are a lot of things that you're trying to do with these guys and with your fast offense. So let me just ask you right off the top, before we get to probably one of the greatest ideas I've ever seen in terms of this auctioning off being a head coach. But I'm glad we got you on the line to talk about that. First question, though, for you is, because we've seen in the past coaches trying to implement a new thing to some of the players. And how long does it take for these guys to adjust to the speed that you want them to play at?
Well, everybody's different. You know, these guys have got a fundamental grasp of it in a pretty quick period of time. But we definitely are not where we want to be yet. But I would say they're adapting as quickly as any group we've had. We've installed this style of offense at 6-7 different stops along the way. A lot of them had been in completely different offenses. These guys have at least been exposed to it to some degree, whether it be a couple years ago or not, or maybe some of them in high school. But you know, yesterday was an improvement in terms of tempo, but definitely a lot of work left to do. And I would say realistically, it'll take all the way through the summer and on into the season before we truly. It's second nature to him. It takes some time.
How about Freddie Knighton's performance? How do you feel he is up to this point?
You know, I'd say he's still got a lot of room for improvement, but has definitely kind of separated himself as the number one guy for now. And I do think that Hogan is doing a good job of battling, trying to get in there, and Cameron Burch had a better day, so he's trying to make it a three-man race. But Freddie is by far, you know, the most calm and comfortable with all of it. He still has, in my opinion, and something we talked about yesterday, he's still got to be careful. He has a habit of making a critical mistake or turnover that we've got to eliminate. But, you know, he is dynamic in a way that can extend plays and create plays, and that's hard to coach. So, you know, the summer will be huge for him to really mentally to start having the reads and the progressions you got to make, have those things really fit, because it's going to be tough for 15 days to get that to make sense to him.
Coach, you talk a lot about habits and developing the right kind of habits to play the way you want these guys to play. What do you find is most challenging in terms of changing some of the bad habits? What do you find that some players have of a habit that you need to change to get them to play the way you want?
Well, you know, guys have been taught for years to play hard between the whistles, which means when the play starts, you play as hard as you can. When the whistle blows, you stop, you relax. You wait till the next play starts. And we don't play that way. We play, you know, hard when the ball snaps to the end of the play, but for us to truly press the tempo button and play at a tempo that's uncomfortable for the defense, when the play's over, we got to move to the next ball, you know, the ball placement, and get lined up and be ready to play quickly. So we call it transition tempo. It's hard to get guys to understand because they've been conditioned their whole life to take a break, relax, take a deep breath, get ready for the next play. And we do just the opposite. We push the tempo button, and we press the tempo button during that transition time, and that's when we want to make up ground. And that is not comfortable. It is not something you're used to. It takes time to get to where that just makes sense to you. You know, handing the ball to the official, get lined up, be ready, see the signal, play the next play. That just doesn't come naturally.
Do you have any unorthodox way of trying to get these guys to create that habit, or is it just each time you and the other coaches are just hammering it into them?
Really, it is kind of the hammer process. You know, we play with practice with music blaring every day in practice, so it makes it to where they have to focus on finding signal. They can't expect somebody to tell them what to do. They have to find it themselves. We're all flying around. We're right there behind them, chirping at them about getting lined up. We actually play at a faster tempo in terms of operation, of putting the ball down and having the ability to play. We try to make our drill work faster than what an actual game would be, so that on Saturday things do tend to slow down. We ask of them probably a faster tempo than is even possible in practice. So we create chaos on practice days so that on Saturday it's more calm. But there is no true trick.
Yeah.
It's repetition. It's till they get to a point where it just makes sense and it clicks for them.
Coach, without giving up too many of your secrets, we don't want to do that for sure. But but if you could, tell me how you would defend an offense like yours.
You know, my approach, when I'm not a defensive guy, I would be simplistic, but I'm that way defensively anyway. I'm that way offensively. I would be simplistic, and I would try to out effort them and out hit them, and really just try to make sure that I'm prepared and in the right spots. But you know, I probably honestly would be the exact same approach if the team was going to the huddle every snap. That's just, you know, it's just my personal belief, and I believe in simplistic execution and great effort than I do of out scheming and people. So I would probably give you the same answer regardless of what the offense is doing.
Sure. Head coach, Arkansas State, Blake Anderson joining us. Coach, it is the greatest thing to come across that I've seen in a long time. You can bid to coach in the spring game.
Yeah.
Which is Friday, April the 18th. It
Friday,
says
April
here.
18th, 7 o'clock.
Now, give the pregame and halftime talk. Choose, this is one that's absolutely nuts, and folks can go on eBay, and you tweeted it out as well. Choose whether your team goes for it on fourth and down or punts.
Yeah.
Will you have a sheet that says you can only call these particular fourth down plays? Let's just say, for argument's sake, I'm able to come out with the winning bid, and I go deep every single play. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, it's your call, man. This person's going to be the head coach for the game.
Downtown Freddie Brown?
They're going to get to make the choices. They're going to have to take the they get their picture goes up on the Jumbotron. Hey, you know, they get to be in the hot seat for the day.
Now,
so we'll be on the headsets with them. The offense and defense coordinators obviously can have their input. Hey, you know, I think this is a great opportunity or not, but ultimately somebody's going to get to be the head coach for the day.
I've heard of
their decisions.
I've heard of honorary head coaches in situations. This seems like it's the first time I can remember anyone actually having this kind of freedom.
Like a head coach.
Yeah,
you are not an honorary.
You know, I would love to take complete credit for this, but we've actually done this. We did it both at Southern Miss and at Carolina. Larry, you know, something we did with Larry for the last few years. And I don't know that any of them completely ever felt comfortable just cutting loose and truly making all the decisions, but we've always given them the ability to do so. Most of them would use, you know, they would bounce things off of the coordinators and say, hey, what do y'all think here or there? But ultimately we've done this a few times, and people have always had a great time. I've never talked to a guy after it was over with. We actually had a lady that won one of the head coaching spots.
It's kind of like Wildcats with Goldie Hawn.
She had a great time. Her team, I think her team actually won. She had a great time. So I really hope people will take advantage of it. It's a lot of fun. There is no other environment quite like it. There's going to be a Gatorade bath for somebody, and there's going to be one of those rough press conferences where you have to answer those tough questions afterwards for somebody as well.
Coach, I was wondering if you could put on eBay some media credentials that we might bid on to go grill the new coach.
That'd be great.
After the game.
The coaches should be asking.
Yeah,
the kid.
Yeah, that's right.
Asked.
That's right.
We're gonna have some sideline reporters. They're gonna get interviewed kind of throughout the game as well. This is gonna be interactive. We want this to be a great time. We're gonna get a ton of work in our normal 14 practices. To me, the spring game is gonna be about the fans and the kids. We want it to be a fun environment. So it's going to be really interactive. We want people in the stands to really get a picture of who we are. But you know, I take a full approach. I understand our work days are the other 14 days. That day, that night, is about having a good time with our fans and Red Wolf Nation. And I just think this is another way to make it interactive where people can truly get involved with us. And so I think somebody's going to be lucky enough to get it and have a great time doing it.
Coach, we got about 10 seconds. So quick question for you. The winning coach receives a Powerade bath. What flavor? What color?
I don't know. We may let them choose what they like the best.
Amen to that, Coach. I appreciate you for coming on with us. Good luck, and hopefully talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Coach Blake Anderson, Arkansas State head honcho in charge. What a great idea.
The head